scream and shout with all your might. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. Either you are wrong or I am right.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends and enemies, boys and girls, it is a glorious, glorious day. The sun is shining, it's already 50 degrees outside, the birds are chirping, and I'm right. I'm always right. I've always been right. I will always be right. I've never been wrong. I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. 11 years of podcasting. I just finished a series of podcasts in which I talked about the fact that left-wing statist social justice warriors have no sense of self-preservation. I then fired up my RSS reader, and I also just recently, last night in fact, added a page to the website. If you go to the website, cynlibsoc.com, on the interwebs, and you look on the menu items underneath Home, you'll see a menu item about why should you have an RSS feed. I fired up my RSS reader and saw that there was a new post over at Goodbye America in a Photo. I went to check it out. And followed the link to the source material. And the waves of joy and laughter flowed through my body. It was, in all honesty, a nearly orgasmic delight. Now, to point out that this event did happen back in 2008. At first, of course, I thought this was recent news because it just recently appeared on the interwebs. But this is old news. I didn't know about it. And the fact that this happened back in 2008 and that nobody really pays attention to this sort of thing, they just pretend it doesn't exist, actually makes it all the more glorious and wonderful. Pippa Bacca something, Italian woman. She and her friend were hitchhiking from Italy to the Balkans, to the Middle East, to send a message of peace and, quote, marriage between different peoples and nations. After 3 weeks on the road, Pippa, 33 years old, was killed in Turkey. Her body was found on April 11th in some bushes near a Turkish village after a suspect led investigators to the site. Although an official cause of death has not been given, local Turkish authorities said that Ms. Bacca had been raped and strangled. Quote, she thought that in the world there were more positive than negative people, and that it was right to be trusting. Trust is a very human factor, and she believed that to understand people, you had to get to know them. Did I not? And the links to the source material will be in the show notes. Did I not just spend, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 episodes of this podcast explaining that left-wing statist social justice warriors have no sense of self-preservation? You see, Pippa, a woman wearing a wedding dress, went hitchhiking through Muslim countries because she has, had. I'm serious about this. You may think, you know, you can't really be happy that she's dead. No, I am. This is called natural selection. Remember when I gave the example of how I don't walk up to a black man in the hood who is a member of a gang who is raping a woman while he's shooting other black people with his machine gun and call him a nigger because he will kill me, right? I know that. I have a sense of self-preservation. I understand that if I antagonize this person, that this person has a worldview, a set of beliefs, he has behaviors that, you know, are inherent to him. He also has behaviors that are a product of his environment. He has his own sets of hopes and fears. He has, you know, all of these things, some of which he can control, some of which he cannot control, which are going to inform his actions. And I know that there are things I can do that will antagonize him, and then he will have a reaction to my antagonization of him, which I can fairly accurately predict. Thus, I just don't fucking antagonize him. This dumb bitch thought that putting on a wedding dress and hitchhiking across Muslim countries was a smart thing to do, because she doesn't understand that in Muslim countries, women are property. She doesn't understand this because, as an Italian, she was an Italian. As an Italian, as a Westerner, as a member of the European Union, her entire life, she's never had to think about her own self-preservation, because she was always provided for by men. I'm sure she was on some forms of welfare. She got the Italian equivalent of food stamps. She was an artist, so I'm sure she wasn't making a lot of money. It never occurred to her that a woman hitchhiking alone through Muslim countries might be in any danger. Never occurred to her, because her entire life she was so coddled, she was deferred to, she was told how brave she was, how strong and independent she was. She heard all of this left-wing statist social justice warrior bullshit. And as a result, it never occurred to her that her precious life could ever be in any danger, because she's precious. Where she's an artist, and she's a woman, and she's strong and independent, and she cares so much. She just, and if only I just hitchhike across these countries, I can help people understand each other. She can end the violence by hitchhiking. Because you see, somewhere out there, there was a Muslim who was about to rape a woman, or there's a Muslim who is about to shoot a Jew, or a Jew who is about to shoot a Muslim, or a white guy about to shoot a black guy, or a black guy about to shoot a white guy, or a husband about to beat his wife, whatever it was. And then suddenly, this person would stop and go, oh, wait a minute. Pippin Baka, why? She hitchhiked wearing a wedding dress. Oh, I've suddenly realized how wrong it is for me to do harm to another individual. I'm changing my ways. I'm never going to be a bad person again. And it's all because Pippa, because she hitchhiked. This is the beauty of natural selection. Natural selection says that if you don't have any regard for your own self-preservation, you will die. All of her life in Italy and other Western countries, she never had to think about self-preservation, because the state was always there to isolate and insulate and protect her from the consequences of her actions. The state was always there to isolate, to insulate, to protect her from natural selection. And then she went to a place where the state doesn't give a shit about her. And suddenly, natural selection became a factor in her continued existence. A choir that Miss Baca founded will perform at the funeral mass. They don't sing very well, her sister said fondly, but they are always quite entertaining. She founded a choir that doesn't sing very well. If they don't sing very well, how did they ever make any money? Probably government subsidies. In addition to not having a sense of self-preservation, left-wing statist social justice warriors also don't have the ability to excel at anything. Miss Baca's trip was cut short near the village of Gebze, G-E-B-Z-E, about 40 miles southeast of Istanbul. An unemployed man, Murat Kreatis, 38, has confessed to killing her shortly after picking her up on March 31st, authorities have said. Accepting rides with strangers was crucial to the art performance's success, Miss Morrow said. The artist statement at their website says, quote, hitchhiking is choosing to have faith in other human beings, and man, like a small god, rewards those who have faith in him. For whom do the bells toll? To a large extent, they toll for Western civilization. After reports of Miss Baca's death circulated, Miss Baca's family and Italian and Turkish government officials immediately emphasized that the killing had been a cruel act by a possibly deranged person and could have happened almost anywhere. Of course it could. I know here in Fort Collins, the People's Republic of Fort Collins, I know hitchhikers are raped and strangled almost daily. Happens all the time. It could just happen anywhere. Just read any newspaper. People get killed for playing music too loudly, and women get raped in the subway. There are fiends everywhere. This was not a question of Turkey or of religion. Yes, I know here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, people get killed for playing music too loudly pretty much daily. We don't have a subway, but we have buses. I know that there have been probably hundreds, maybe even over 1,000 women get raped on the bus. I mean, it happens virtually all the time. I'm actually considering using the bus today to get someplace after we record this episode. It's very likely that I'll see a couple of women getting raped. I might even rape one myself, because after all, I'm a white man, I'm heterosexual, and I work for a living. I must obviously be a rapist. Meanwhile, the people coming from the country where this happened are, of course, currently entering other European countries and raping lots of women. A growing number of women and young girls housed in refugee shelters in Germany are being raped, sexually assaulted, and even forced into prostitution by male asylum seekers, according to German social work organizations with first-hand knowledge of the situation. A 13-year-old Muslim girl was raped by another asylum seeker at a refugee facility in Detmold. The girl and her mother reportedly fled their homeland to escape a culture of sexual violence. Wait, but if they're Muslims fleeing their homeland, why would they flee their homeland to escape a culture of sexual violence? If it's a Muslim homeland, how could there be sexual violence there? I mean, Islam is the religion of peace. In the Islamic religion, you know, women are treated as equals. It's understood that women own their own bodies. You know, things such as having sex with a woman without her consent are frowned upon. Muslim countries have, you know, a multitude of laws and systems in place to protect women from any type of sexual violence. So the idea that this girl and her mother would flee their Muslim homeland to escape a culture of sexual violence, I mean, that's just absurd. This is obviously a lie. They have probably, I mean, I think, you know, this 13-year-old girl probably believes that her homeland was a place where sexual violence took place, but she only believes that because she was so thoroughly indoctrinated by the Western civilization, white male patriarchy. In fact, had she remained back in whatever Muslim country she was in, she probably would have never been raped, but instead she came to Germany, where because of the heterosexual white male patriarchy, there were not a sufficient number of laws in place to protect her from sexual violence. Police in the Bavarian town of Meering, where a 16-year-old girl was raped on September 11th, have issued a warning to parents not to allow their children to go outside unaccompanied. Administrators of the Wilhelm Deiss Gymnasium have warned parents not to let their daughters wear revealing clothing in order to avoid misunderstanding. The rape and murder of this woman back in 2008 could have, should have, might have, if anybody were paying attention, if anybody were not blind to the obvious, might have informed some people that letting a bunch of Muslims into your country is a bad idea. And I know we're not supposed to judge people based on their religions. Well, of course we're not supposed to, because if we judge people based on their religions and we look at the religions and we say which religions are better than the others, and some of them are, we quickly realize that the Islamic religion is to other religions as Nazism is to other political systems, right? All political systems are bad. We've talked about this before. All political systems are bad, but if you compare democracy, oh God, to Nazism and said, okay, do you want to live in a Nazi country or a democracy? The democracy has flaws beyond counting, but it's going to be a little bit better than the Nazi country. Not much. I mean, the United States is a democracy. We have socialized healthcare. The Nazis had socialized healthcare. The United States has alliances between the government and the corporations. The Nazi Germany had alliances between governments and corporations. The United States of America engaged in eugenics, sterilizing black people and retarded people without their consent. Nazi Germany had eugenics. The United States experimented on people without their consent. Tuskegee experiment, exposing troops in the United States military to radiation, giving them LSD. I myself, when I was in the military, I've told this story long ago, it bears repeating. You know, when we were ETSing, that means getting out of the military, it's been years, things change, I don't know exactly how the system works. When I got out of the military, you went in, you got your final physical exam. And at the physical exam, they check you out. What they're looking for is, did you have any disabilities, any injuries, whatever that you didn't come in with, which then therefore the military was responsible for, and they would do something about whatever. So when it's all done, we're all in this room together, and they said, okay, does anybody here have any other, you know, medical conditions, situations, so forth and so on, that you need to report to us so that we can put it on your paperwork? And that was the final chance. That was it. You had to speak up. So they go, okay, great. Sign the piece of paper saying that you're good. We all signed the piece of paper saying we were good. And then the guy says, great, thank you. By the way, when you all came in 3 years ago, we gave you an experimental vaccine to protect you from assorted different diseases. As you get older, if you have any medical problems, we would appreciate you reporting it to us. The address is on the paperwork so that we can keep track of the results of this vaccine. And yes, you may think I'm making this up. And it doesn't matter what you think. And I'm not really complaining because I've been pretty astonishingly healthy. They didn't tell us exactly what we were vaccinated against. But I don't think it's hurt me in any way whatsoever. So I'm not necessarily complaining. But I was given an experimental vaccine with no knowledge of it by the government of the United States, which was democratically elected. And of course, Nazi Germany did experimentations on humans without their consent. The United States of America had concentration camps. We put Japanese people in them. We also have concentration camps for Indians. We call them reservations, but it's the same concept. And of course, Nazi Germany had concentration camps. So you see, democracy versus Nazism, not that different, but different enough that most people would choose a democratic form of government over a Nazi form of government. And what's also interesting is that the German government has made any displays of Nazi symbols illegal. Yet Muslims are coming to their country and raping their women, and they're not making Islamic displays illegal. So if we take Islam and we compare it to other religions, we can see that all religions are goofy, but some are more goofy than others. Buddhism versus Islam. would you rather live in a Buddhist society or an Islamic society? Buddhism says that things you do will come back around and affect you. You should respect other people, that you should cherish and value all life. Islam says that women are for raping, infidels are for killing. The idea that all religions are equal is completely fucking absurd. Buddhism says when you die, you reincarnate and come back again like a drop of water that has left the river as it goes over a waterfall and then comes back and merges back with the river. Islam says that if you die while killing infidels, you get a bunch of virgins to have sex with in the afterlife. But oh, the social justice warriors. They are so driven by their emotions, by their need to convince others and ultimately to convince themselves that they care. Oh, they care so much. Oh, they do so much caring. They care. And they're so tolerant and diverse and multicultural. And oh, if we could just care some more, then everything will be all right. And these people, I use the term people loosely, these people, these sheep, these fools, these useful idiots, are so busy trying to convince themselves that they're good people that they can't take any time out of their lives to actually provide for themselves, to look out for themselves, to care about themselves. And I think it's fairly safe to say another reason why countries like Germany are welcoming all of these Islamic rapists into their country is because the men have become, overall, not all of them, of course, but such a large number of the men have become so sissified, so feminized, so effeminate, that the women are desperate for alpha males. The women are desperate for men who are strong and bold and will treat the women the way the women want to be treated sexually. You can treat a woman as equal in the workplace and all this other shit, and that's fine, but when you get into the bedroom, women want to be sexually dominated. They want to be bent over and spanked and fucked hard. And the feminist will all scream and whine, but the research has been done, that science thing. Just use this thing. It's called Google. Find the research done on how many women have rape fantasies. And you will see also, the more educated the women, the more likely they are to have the rape fantasies. Women do not want to be fucked by little sissified men who ask permission. You know, can I touch your arm? Okay, can I touch your elbow? Can I kiss you? Can I kiss you again? Can I touch your left breast? Can I touch your right breast? Can I touch your left buttock? Right? Women, the feminist may say, or the feminists do say, that that's what women want. But remember, most feminists are not actually women, and most women are not actually feminist. Most women are what I call, for lack of a better term, normal, as opposed to femistatists, who are not normal. You just think that there's a lot of femistatists out there because they control the media and because they're so fucking loud. So in Germany, says here, Muslim refugees in Germany received educational brochures teaching them not to grope or rape women after the New Year's Eve sex assaults by 1,000 Muslims in Cologne, Germany. Muslim refugees in Germany are receiving educational brochures teaching them not to grope or rape women after the New Year's Eve sexual assaults on 821 women. 821 women raped on New Year's Eve by Muslims. But you see, this isn't a religious problem. No. No, of course not. It has nothing to do with their religion. Islam is a religion of peace. Norway has been leading the charge in educating Muslim refugees not to rape or harass women. The first such sex education program was launched in Norway in 2013 after a series of rapes by Muslim immigrants between 2009 and 2011, 1 year after Pippi Longstocking Honey was raped hitchhiking across Turkey. The classes teach Muslim refugees they shouldn't feel free to rape or sexually harass a woman simply because she wears skimpy clothing, drinks alcohol, or smiles at them. Abdul Askmar Kifa, a Muslim asylum seeker from North Africa, told the New York Times, he was shocked when he first arrived in Norway and saw women wearing short skirts, saying only prostitutes do that back in his homeland. I find it fascinating that the left-wing statist social justice warriors are so obsessed with accepting other cultures, yet they don't seem to have any interest in other cultures accepting Western culture. So Abdul came to Norway and saw women wearing short skirts and, well, they must be prostitutes. They have short skirts. So if Muslims are so fucking smart, why can't they figure out that when they go to a different country, there are different customs, and it's up to them to adapt? I've talked about this before. There's a reason I don't go to other countries. Actually, there's multiple reasons. One of them is because I'm poor, in the sense that I don't have disposable income for traveling to other countries. But I recognize, because I'm not a stupid person, I recognize that if I go to another country, another nation, another state, another culture, a place where different customs, different worldviews exist, I recognize that it is incumbent upon me to learn about that culture, the way they do things, their worldview, and it's up to me to integrate into their system. They have no obligation to change the way they live because I showed up, right? When I go to a Muslim country, they're not obligated to speak English, to serve hamburgers in their restaurants, to have their girls running around in skimpy clothing like I'm used to here in a college town. Right? It's not up to them to change what they're doing to make me happy. I'm going into their home. It's up to me to respect their customs, their ideas, their worldviews, even if I disagree with them. And if I can't do that, then it's up to me to not go into their house. It's up to me to stay the fuck out. But these Islamic pieces of shit, let's call them what they are, come to European countries, Germany, Norway, America in the near future, the United States. America's the continent, as I always keep saying, the United States is the name of our country. These Muslim Islamic pieces of shit go to other countries, and because in their country a woman wearing a skirt is a prostitute and you can rape her, that means that, oh, look, there's a Norwegian woman wearing a skirt. She's a prostitute and I can rape her. And the amount of effort that the left-wing statist social justice warrior puts into defending these Islamic rapists who are coming to the countries of the left-wing statist social justice warrior and raping them, this all goes back to how they have no sense of self-preservation. They want the Islamic rapist to come into their country so that they can feel good. Oh, look, we're helping the refugees. Oh, we feel so good. I got feels, and I'm such a good person. And because they believe that the state, that men, are of course going to protect them from any consequences of letting a bunch of rapists into their country. Here's the guide here. It's got the pictures. This is great. It's got here, it's got a picture of a woman smacking the child with an X through it. It says down here, no hitting. Other parents' children or one's own children must not be hit. This is prohibited in Germany. This is the information you have to provide to the Muslims because they're so tolerant and diverse and multicultural. Homosexuality. Here's a picture of two men holding hands in public. In Germany, homosexuals are allowed to show their sexual preference in public. You have to tell the Muslims this. Respect. Women are to be respected no matter what they wear. This also applies to German men and has a picture of a man grabbing a woman's ass while she's wearing a skirt. And there's a big X through it. You have to tell the Muslims this. Because apparently they didn't do any research on the country they were immigrating to find out what sort of customs exist there before going there. Because, well, you know, they are Islamic. They're the religion of peace. Always look the person you're talking to in the eyes. Ask for help. People who have a problem can ask other people, also older people, for help, friendly and calmly. You have to tell grown adults who are Muslims? I mean, do they really have to? And this is terrifying to me. This is terrifying. This is exactly why I would never go to a Muslim country. You mean society in a Muslim country? I mean, how do you have to? I can't fucking wrap my brain around this. Give me a moment. They actually have to be told that they can ask other people for help friendly and calm, in a friendly and calm way. I mean, you have to tell them that? They don't know that? You have to tell them that. You have to tell them? Here's another one. It shows two men fighting with each other with an X through it. It says no violence. In Germany, conflicts must not be solved with violence. You have to tell them that. You have to tell. They have to be told this. This is the religion of peace. And you have to tell them not to solve their conflicts with violence. When you open the doors of your home and you allow people into your home who believe that conflict should be solved with violence, you're probably going to get some violence. You can tell me all you want, it's not related to religion. Let's do an experiment. Let's get 1,000 households to volunteer, and in 500 of those households, let's have them let a Buddhist into their home, and in the other 500 households, let's insert into their home a Muslim refugee. Let's give that a month and then let's get a report and let's see what sort of experiences those people had. the left-wing statist social justice warrior is hell-bent not only on their own self-destruction because they have no sense of self-preservation, but they are intent upon the destruction of Western civilization, because in their worldview, Western civilization is responsible for all the evils. It is Western civilization that has resulted in women being oppressed and raped and murdered and beat and all this other stuff. And they are never going to acknowledge that the Muslim world is far better at oppressing, beating, killing, raping women than the Western world could ever be. It's one of the few things that the Muslim world is better at than the Western world. Because any ability they have to accurately assess what's happening around them is wiped clean by their hatred for white men. It's just a murder.